Here.
Yes.
Keep up the good work. See if you can cover Capital District local news as you do some of the surrounding areas. Okay, give it to the, give them the bomb. 1-800-323-9200. 13 seconds to go, and then that's it for now.
Yeah, then we do the insufferables.
Then we do the insufferables. Oh,
yeah. Which I thought we were doing for the last couple of hours, but no.
Yeah. Okay, not. Okay. Okay, no need to be that way.
All right, sir.
Yeah, go to whatever. Yeah, where do we always go to? We always go to,
you know,
what?
This hand signal means here. Yeah, yeah.
News. Give him some news.
Yeah,
no, no. Marketplace.
Yeah,
don't
that's
we?
Right,
the marketplace.
Zach.
Yeah.
Marketplace is supported by Putnam Investments, celebrating over 70 years of service to financial advisors, their clients, and institutions worldwide. Putnam Investments, a world of investing. Produced in association with the University of Southern California.
What we might learn from Japan's lost decade. Nominees for the Nobel Prize in Economics, please. And also, Freakonomics, on the radio. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace.
Marketplace is supported by the Batten Institute, advancing knowledge about entrepreneurship and innovation at the University of Virginia's Darden School of Business. www.batteninstitute.org. And by Ally Bank, committed to customer service. At allybank.com, visitors can chat online with a customer care associate 24/7.
From the Frank Stanton Studios in Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Good to have you here on this Tuesday, everybody. It's the 5th of October, and we're going to take a little detour as we get going today. Dateline Tokyo, Japan. The Bank of Japan came out with a new plan to jumpstart that country's economy this morning, dropping interest rates to just about zero. Ought to sound familiar to you. The Federal Reserve has been holding its key interest rate near zero for almost 2 years now. By most accounts, that's the preferred treatment for an economy stuck in a lasting slump. But Japan has tried this medicine before, and it didn't go so well. So the somewhat frightening question becomes, who is copying whom? From New York, Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson has some answers.
This is the third time Japan has tried a zero interest rate policy since the 90s, but neither of the previous experiments worked. Takeo Hoshi is a professor of international economics at the University of California, San Diego. He says they didn't work because Japan pulled up the rug on the low rates too soon.
Each time they implemented the zero interest rate policy, they seemed to have stopped before the economy recovered.
U.S. policymakers know that, and they often cite Japan's lost decade as a reason not to fear low rates. The country stopped growing for years in the 90s. But if we're trying not to follow Japan, and Japan is now following us, then who are we following? I asked Dan Cook, senior market analyst at IG Markets.
It's kind of, in a way, you might say the blind leading the blind, because neither of us really have a great deal of successful experience with this. Hopefully, the U.S. can be a model moving forward. But so far, we haven't seen anything, and we still don't know the long-term ramifications.
And remember, long-term thinking often gives way to dealing with short-term crises on both sides of the Pacific. Fred Frankel is the vice chairman of Beacon Trust Company.
Everybody likes to put things in big long-term context, like Japan had a lost decade, they're going to continue to stagnate, and the policymakers there are just probably looking at what's going on right now, scratching their head, trying to figure out how do we stop this.
And since they've decided to go back to a zero interest rate policy, let's hope there's a Japanese translation for the term three times a charm. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
Gold hit another high today, atop $1,340 an ounce in New York. We should note that that is not the inflation-adjusted high. That would be about $2,300 an ounce. But the basic truth still applies here. When investors are uncertain, they turn to gold. And investors are uncertain. With so few profitable places to park one's cash these days, gold is looking like a pretty good way to get a decent return on your money. But otherwise, what's the draw? I mean, it's not like you can take it down to the corner bakery and buy a loaf of bread, right? Janet Babin has more.
Those gold earrings won't buy you a loaf of rye bread just yet. But there have been times when gold was the only thing that would get you that rye.
My mom grew up during World War II in Germany, and whatever assets they had after the bombings, that's how they got bread.
That's Anton Schutz, a portfolio manager with Burnham Financial Services. He says this latest bullion frenzy is being fueled by global uncertainty and fears of inflation. But he says there's another reason. More people are selling gold.
all those mortgage brokers that used to, you know, sell the mortgages that maybe got a lot of us into trouble are now working for firms that sell gold.
Schutz manages millions for Burnham, but the only gold he's bought is in his wife's jewelry box. And investors who are buying this time around want the actual physical bricks. J.P. Morgan said yesterday it would reopen an old gold vault. Futures trader John Thorpe is with Cannon Futures Trading.
People want something that they can hold on to, and gold over the history of time has been a tremendous store of value and sense of security for people.
Could there be a prettier security blanket than gold with its yellow glitter and shine? Today's investors, though, are after more than luster. Mark Williams is a risk management expert at Boston University.
Investors themselves are rushing in. There's no other ways in which investors can see getting high returns. So they're moving into gold and also to junk bonds again.
Williams calls it a gold bubble that'll eventually burst. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
Boeing's new plane, the 787, is called the Dreamliner. But you got to wonder right about now whether the company maybe wishes it had named it something else. Because with all its extra costs, the design problems, and the delays, about the only dream left is that someday the plane might actually make somebody some money. The latest setback is that the Federal Aviation Administration has issued some preliminary rules for how far other planes are going to have to fly behind Boeing's new jets to stay safe. And at least initially, those other planes are going to have to keep their distance, as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman explains.
When Boeing's Dreamliner took its first test flight in Seattle last year, there were cheers all around. But the ultra-fuel-efficient plane's already 3 years late, and the FAA's new safety rules are another setback. According to the Wall Street Journal, other aircraft will have to stay at least 10 miles behind the Dreamliner during landing. That's twice as far as for Boeing's current planes. The reason is something called wake turbulence. Imagine a cone of spinning air spiraling out behind a jet's wingtips. Bigger planes need more room behind them for safety. But airline analyst Darrell Jenkins doesn't think that'll cause bottlenecks at busy airports.
Look at JFK. You have big planes and regional jets and turboprops out on the runway at the same time, and controllers have an enormous amount of experience in spacing planes.
Aviation expert Kurt Grimm at the University of Maryland says government officials are being overly cautious.
And I think they're responding to public sentiment that regulators may have been a little lax, whether it's drilling for oil offshore, whether it's financial regulation, whether it's transportation safety.
The FAA says it might ease up on the new safety rules once the planes have been tested in flight next year. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Wall Street had some wings today. We will have the details when we do the numbers. If you find yourself running late in the mornings and you want to grab a quick bite to eat on the way to work, you have no shortage of choices. Your local coffee shop or a donut place or, of course, fast food. 60% of that industry's growth the past 5 years has come from the morning rush. Notably absent up till now from the usual menu of Burger King and McDonald's, though, has been Wendy's. Peter O'Dowd reports from KJZZ in Phoenix.
Karen Huff just cracked an egg over a griddle. It spreads out and sizzles while she sprinkles it with sea salt.
And then we're going to break the yolk and just kind of let the white set up.
It's just after 8 o'clock, and cracking an egg at this time is not terribly surprising until you learn that Huff is the manager of a fast food restaurant. No more liquid yolks out of a carton. Wendy's has gone upscale.
While there's a lot of people who are doing breakfast right now, there's not very many that are doing it well.
Count the folks at Wendy's among them, according to Ken Caldwell, the company's chief marketing officer.
Wendy's has tested breakfast twice in our past in major efforts. Both of those failed.
Caldwell says past efforts failed because the food took too long to make, and it didn't taste good enough. This time around, they'll try a new menu with toasted egg sandwiches, paninis, smoked bacon, and fresh orange juice. You can find those items right now in three test cities, including Phoenix. Caldwell says all 6,300 Wendy's nationwide could offer the menu by the end of next year. But he says a big challenge will be convincing Wendy's owners to open early.
That's a cost to a franchisee. So what you have to show through your test market results is that the sales and the profitability make it worth it.
Other chains have seen the value in breakfast. Subway has rolled out a morning menu. Even Taco Bell has jumped in with breakfast burritos. Morningstar analyst Jocelyn McKay says it's about time Wendy's made the move.
Being in the breakfast day part for any quick service restaurant right now is going to be key to driving your sales forward, especially as we're still languishing in the doldrums of a weak economy.
Analysts estimate up to a quarter of all fast food sales come in the breakfast rush. McKay says Wendy's will lag behind competitors like McDonald's if it cannot crack into that morning market.
To be successful in this arena, they need to have a very compelling offering. It needs to be different than what's already out there.
Start the chili, please.
Back at the Wendy's drive-thru in Phoenix, there is some indication the new menu is resonating with customers like Anna Franco.
I really like it. It's really good.
And what did you order today?
The fire-roasted burrito and then just orange juice.
Franco gives the cashier about $4, a bit less than she typically spends on breakfast at Jack in the Box. Before she drives off to work, Franco says she'll be back later in the week. And that's exactly what Wendy's needs to hear.
There you go. Thank you. You have a good day.
You too. Bye.
In Phoenix, I'm Peter O'Dowd for Marketplace.
There have been millions of foreclosures in this country since the recession started, not all of them on the up and up. In the past couple of weeks, three mortgage lenders have had to stop foreclosure proceedings because the paperwork was questionable at best. State officials have started taking a closer look at what's been happening and in some cases calling in the feds. One of those officials is Jennifer Bruner. She is the Ohio Secretary of State. Ms. Bruner, thanks for being with us.
Glad to be here, Kai.
In a standard foreclosure, that is, in a legal foreclosure, there are a pile of documents, they are attested to and signed, and everybody knows in theory what's in them. What has your office discovered about what's been happening with a good share of the foreclosures these days?
My office has discovered that there have been a lot of shortcuts taken in notarizing documents that are required for foreclosure. At one financial institution, a group of eight notaries sit at tables and notarize 18,000 documents a month. What was described in the depositions was that the person who is signing the documents doesn't really have knowledge of what is in those documents. In some situations, I've seen examples where one individual signs 2,000 to 5,000 documents a day with an e-signature.
No matter how fast you read, if you're signing 2,500 a day, you're not really sure what's inside those documents.
I think it would be nearly impossible.
So far, we've had Ally Financial, we've had J.P. Morgan Chase, and then just this past Friday, Bank of America saying they were going to halt foreclosures in some 23 states across the country. It does sort of sound like there are more shoes to drop in this.
It does, and what's very interesting is that on the 27th, on September 27th, Congress very quickly passed House Resolution 3808, and it requires that state and federal courts honor notarizations from another state as long as they were lawful in that state. It seemed innocuous at first, but when you really look into it and you look at what's happening out there with technology and mortgages and see that there are states that have very lax laws and allow for electronic notarization without even presenting in front of a notary, it seems very clear that there's an attempt of the banking industry to flank what's being discovered by consumers with a lot of indignation.
This is, it seems to me, not to be pejorative, but it's a paperwork problem, right? We had people not knowing what they were signing. We had notaries doing things, if not fraudulently, then out of neglect. It's a corruption of the paperwork, yes?
It is, except I can't necessarily blame the notaries. When you have situations like 18,000 documents processed by eight notaries in the period of a month, that's a company policy. Those employees are doing what they're told to do. And it's a paperwork problem, but it's a bigger problem that an institution that we depend on, that's publicly traded, would think that they can shortcut the laws of the states that they do business in.
Is anybody going to get their home back out of any of this?
That remains to be seen. The homeowner who's already been foreclosed upon, who's lost their home, who may go back and discover that it was done improperly, even against the law, would have the ability to file a motion in court under the civil rules to have the court review that case again. So I think it's a little soon in the process to see what the outcome will be, but it would be a good thing for everyone to come clean and everyone to work together to figure out how we can make it through this morass.
You know, one of the reasons that capitalism works is because we are able to have faith in a transaction, that the seller has clear title to sell the property and the buyer will get clear title to buy. That process has been corrupted in real estate in this country, at least in part, by some of what's been going on.
And to put it really bluntly, that process has been corrupted by greed.
Jennifer Bruner is the Secretary of State of the state of Ohio. Jennifer, thanks very much.
Thank you, Kai.
Coming up.
I think fans, you know, love to see offense. They love to see the ball hit far. They love to see the ball go over the wall. But also, I think fans love to see a home run being robbed by an outfielder.
The baseball playoffs start tomorrow, so we are going to start a new segment today, Freakonomics, the hidden side of everything, including why, as the postseason starts, you might not see so many home runs. But first, let's do the numbers. Dow Industrials piled on 193 points today, 1.8%, closed at 10,944. I can see 11,000 from here, everybody. NASDAQ climbed 55 points, 2.3%, ended at 2399. The S&P 500 added 23 points, 2%, closed at 1160. Bellwether stocks gained. Caterpillar plowed ahead 2.75% today. DuPont cleaned up 3%. Boeing nosed up 3.5% today. Bank stocks bulked up after JPMorgan Chase said the industry will beat estimates because of strong mortgage loan sales and higher interest income. JPMorgan Chase added 1.7% today. Apple polished up a 3.7% gain after one analyst said its stock was vastly underestimated. Google rose 3% today. The price for the 10-year T-notes rose. The yield fell to 2.47%. And you're listening to Marketplace.
Marketplace is supported by Reputation Defender, protecting online privacy by monitoring the web and removing your personal data from websites that sell it. ReputationDefender.com. And by Progressive Insurance, with more than 30,000 local independent agents. Information available at Progressive.com.
Ships at sea. Walter Winchell with the ongoing story of the nation's leading crime fighters, Elliot Ness and the Insufferables. The city of Chicago has been shaken by recent hijackings of grapefruit juice shipments. Elliot and the Insufferables suspect Frog Legs Magoop is behind the criminal activity as he hides behind the respectable veneer of a restaurant owner. Ness and the Insufferables are at that restaurant, hoping to find some clues on the menu.
Well, man, what do you think?
The ambience is pleasing, the food is good, and the service is fair, but Zeppo has no table manners.
Now, Chico, that's not what I mean. Do you think Frog's Legs is behind the hijackings?
Hey, we don't have any proof of that, boss. Besides, it doesn't make any sense. Why would anyone steal grapefruit juice? It tastes terrible.
Diamonds taste terrible. Gold tastes terrible. Those are stolen every day.
I guess thinking like that is why you're in charge, boss.
Correct, Zeppo. It takes a keen, well-trained, slightly addled brain like mine to understand the criminal.
As Mess and the Insufferables finish their meal and argue over the size of the tip, a conversation is underway one floor below in a corner office of the Lily Pad restaurant. Owner Frog Legs Magoop and his girlfriend, one-time showgirl and flapper, Ginger Snaps.
Zoot, Foggy, I don't get it. How come you and all the boys are heisting that grapefruit juice and keeping it stored in all the old warehouses?
Yes, it's really quite simple, my dear. I intend to corner the market on the putrid elixir and become a rich man, see? A very rich man indeed.
Well, I still don't get it, Froggy Pooh. How is all that stuff going to make you rich?
Ginger, we are living in the most remarkable of times. Prohibition has made alcohol illegal, see? So people aren't looking for something else. Bathtub gin. But others have turned over a new leaf and want something healthier. Can you believe there are some people who pour grapefruit juice over their cereal instead of milk?
Hello, Foggy. You know my attention span is not my best feature. What are you planning?
My plan is simple, see? As you are, my dear. I predict that grapefruit juice will become as in demand as earplugs at a Taylor Swift concert. I plan to be ready.
Oh, I get it. You're going to be a grapefruit juice bootlegger, Froggy Pooh. You're a genius.
Yes, I am, dear. Yes, I am.
Don't be too sure, Magoop, because at this very moment, Elliot Mess and the Insufferables are trying to solve the mystery that has all of Chicago fixated. What is Rod Blagojevich thinking with that hairstyle?
They ought to put Blagojevich in prison for that haircut alone. We have more important things to do, boys.
Hey, do you have a plan yet, boss?
Tomorrow, all of Chicago will be downtown to watch as the mayor renames the Sears Towers in honor of Harry Carey. All of Chicago, that is, except for the most loathsome of the city's population.
Yeah, you mean White Sox fans?
Even worse, only the criminal element would not attend such a grand event. The perfect time to set our trap. We drive around in a truck loaded with grapefruit juice. The hijackers will take the bait, and we will follow the identities and know the identities of those friends who are stealing, yeah, my favorite beverage.
Hey, boss, what is it about you and grapefruit juice?
It is the essential ingredient in my latest diet plan from everyone's favorite octogenarian du jour, Betty White. Grapefruit juice on my cereal, grapefruit juice on my English muffin, and a big dinner of filet mignon with grapefruit juice. I tell you, it's made me a new man.
Seems a bit extreme to me, boss.
Extreme? I think not. A great American once said extremism in the pursuit of a diet plan is no vice. I think it was either Barry Goldwater or Oprah Winfrey. We've been driving for hours and nothing. Maybe these fiends are on to us.
Yeah, maybe they are, boss. Let's call it a night.
Perhaps I spoke too soon. We're being followed. We may be about to be hijacked.
This is exciting. Never been hijacked before. Hope there aren't a lot of forms to fill out.
Chico and Zeppo, put your rubber nose on disguises on your faces. Look.
Beautiful.
The car.
We've done it again. Please stand by.
The car is speeding up.
All right, you guys, get out of that truck and keep your hands up where I can see them.
Oh, please don't hurt us, Mr. Hijacker. We're just simple truck drivers. It's not like we're undercover federal agents trying to investigate hijackings or something.
Save your life story for Kitty Kelly. Get over there, Mess.
So you figured it out, did you? What tipped you off, Frog Legs?
Well, for one thing, the sign on your truck. Hey, Frog Legs, there's this grapefruit juice in here. Come and get it. I mean, really, Mess.
Well, I thought it was funny. Perhaps a bit too obvious. But don't worry. There's still a ways to go in this play. And I will prevail. I always do.
Yay! This is Northeast Public Radio, WAMC-FM 90.3 Albany, WRUN-FM 90.3 Remsen Utica, WAMK 90.9 Kingston, WOSR 91.7 Middletown, WCEL 91.9 Plattsburgh, WCAN 93.3 Canajoharie, WANC 103.9 Ticonderoga, WAMQ 105.1 Great Barrington, WAMC-AM 1400 Albany, and online at WAMC.org.
Diane Keaton has starred in several dramas and comedies that are now American classics, such as the Godfather trilogy and the Woody Allen films Annie Hall, Manhattan, and Love and Death. Her other films include Looking for Mr. Goodbar, Reds, Mrs. Sofel, Father of the Bride, and First Wives Club. She directed the films Heaven and Unstrung Heroes. Before she became a film star, back in 1968, she performed in the Broadway production of the hippie rock musical Hair. I spoke with her in 1997. One of your early roles was in Hair, and every profile I've read of you, every written profile...
Yeah, I didn't take off my clothes.
Exactly. Every profile mentions that during the nude scenes or nude scenes in Hair, that when everybody else was naked, you were wearing a body stocking. And I couldn't help but wonder if the cast...
No, I wasn't wearing a body stocking. No, no. The situation was that we were all under this huge tarp or something doing, you know, and we were lying there, and there would be holes in the tarp, and people would stand up at the appropriate moment. And it, you sort of just stand naked. That was how that was. And I just remember lying under the tarp and seeing all my friends get naked over the course of time. And I just didn't want to do it. It just didn't seem worth it to me at the time. I didn't want to do it. Standing naked in the dark and getting cold, you know, it just didn't seem like fun. It just, you know, it wasn't worth it.
So how did you avoid doing it?
I didn't. It wasn't a requirement by any means.
Oh, okay.
It was optional, and it was suggested, and you would get $50 extra.
No.
It's a money gig. It was a money gig, like everything else.
That's funny. So did anybody in the cast kind of make fun of the people who were not willing to take their clothes off?
Not really, but it was sort of get behind the spirit of it all. But, hey, frankly, I was, I just graduated from the Neighborhood Playhouse, and I really wasn't a hippie. I never was a hippie. I was basically always an actress. And so I just didn't really get behind it in terms of the spirit of the moment. And besides, we were all in show business. I never believed that it was like, you know, peace, love, and happiness.
No, I want to ask you about your early films with Woody Allen. You first worked with him in the Broadway production of Play It Again, Sam, which he wrote
right
and also
Hair.
Started.
When I was in Hair, I auditioned for Play It Again, Sam.
Oh.
Which is interesting.
What was the audition like?
You know what I remember about it, of course, was being terrified, typical. And him. I remember that he got on stage with me. And I remember being very attracted to him, because I already was attracted to him, because he was Woody Allen, even at that point. We used to see him on The Tonight Show.
Mm-hmm.
He was very funny and really appealing person. And I never thought I would get the part.
Why not?
Because there were a lot of other people auditioning, and why me? I didn't know. But anyway, I did.
When you started working with him, did you relate to his brand of New York Jewish neurosis humor?
Oh, of course. I'd seen him on The Tonight Show. I thought he was hilarious. Oh, sure. Who didn't? Do you remember? I mean, do you remember when he was coming up?
Oh, yeah.
He was... I mean, you just fell in love with him. Or I did, anyway.
You know, the movies are based in part on the tension between your background and his background. And you're always cast, you know, in his movies as... Or not, or usually cast in his movies as, like, the shiksa, the one who's not Jewish.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so there's this kind of... interplay between, you know, the Jewish neurotic East Coaster and the woman who's not from the East Coast, whose neuroses are kind of different and mm-hmm. not Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
Did that tension come from real life?
Oh, I think so. I would say sure. At this point, yes.
Did you see yourself differently through his eyes, through the character that he created for you?
Are you talking about Annie Hall?
Sure, let's talk about Annie Hall. Let's focus it and talk about Annie Hall.
I mean, when I read the script, I just flipped. I knew it was great, and it was very easy just to be... But I didn't really think that it was per se me, although there were these characters. They were similar in feel, but not in specific
you know, the actions, the events were not the same at all.
And
that's his
yeah.
gift, you know, yeah. is his writing capable. I mean, like, when you see Husbands and Wives, I didn't understand how he could have written Judy Davis's sexual fantasies while she was making love to her husband. I didn't know where that could have possibly come from.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've known Woody, you know, what is it, 25? I don't know how many years it is now. And I just couldn't imagine how he could have found that voice. And you know something? I'm never going to know.
Right.
No matter what he says, I don't know why that pops into his head.
My guest is Diane Keaton. Here she is with Woody Allen in the scene after they've been introduced to each other on the tennis court and are preparing to leave.
You play very well.
Oh, yeah? So do you. Oh, God, what a dumb thing to say, right? I mean, you say it, you play well, and then right away I have to say you play well. Oh, God, Annie. Well, oh, well. La-di-da, la-di-da, la-la, yeah.
You want a lift?
Oh, why? You got a car?
No, I was going to take a cab.
Oh, no, I have a car.
You have a car? So, I don't understand. If you have a car, so then why did you say, do you have a car, like you wanted a lift?
I don't know. I wasn't. I got this VW out there. What a jerk, yeah. Would you like a lift?
Now, the inflections that you used in Annie Hall, a voice that's often speaking in irony, a voice that has a lot of insecurity in it as well as humor. How did you come up with that inflection?
Well, that I didn't even come up with it. I just delivered it. It was just there. I think that was something that he trusted and enjoyed. Did you happen to read that profile on him in The New Yorker?
No.
That was interesting because Diane Weiss was talking about him. And if something isn't working, he's very simple about why it isn't working. Well, with Annie Hall, when I was doing Annie Hall, everything seemed to be working. He just didn't question it. We were going with kind of the spontaneous impulses that we were feeling at the time in those scenes, and we just let it rip. I think Diane Weiss was saying, you know, in Bullets Over Broadway, when she won the Academy Award, that character wasn't happening. And he called her up and he said, it's no good. And she didn't know what to do. She didn't know. And he said, he came up with an idea and he said, think's your voice, let's just lower it. Do you believe it? It's that simple. And then she had it. She had the character and it was amazing. I mean, she's amazing anyway. But what I'm saying is it was a very simple solution to what a lot of people would have made a very complicated problem. Mm-hmm. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
He just cuts through all the time in every way.
Was your inflections and your voice in Annie Hall a voice that you really spoke in, or is it the voice of the character that you found, and what was your process of finding it?
No, I think I spoke in that character at that point in my life.
Oh, okay.
I think that's the way I talked.
Did you say la-di-da?
never did say that, though. That he wrote.
Was that on the page? I mean, if I saw la-di-da on the page, I think, oh, man, this is never going to work. And, of course, it really works terrifically. Did you think?
I think it's because it worked, because I think that there was this, it was the way we were working. In other words, it's how he directs, which is to loosen it up, just to loosen the whole thing up. And just fly with it. And then it worked. I know, that doesn't seem like a very good line, does it? La-di-da.
Well, it wouldn't to me on the page. It really
no.
would not.
Mm-mm.
But it does in the movie.
It worked, yeah.
Now, I want to ask you about the Godfather movies. You're in all three of them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in particularly in the first two movies, you're the woman in a world of men. And
it's such a funny. Yes, I was. I was the woman in a world of men.
And that's really brought home at the end of the first Godfather movie where Al Pacino,
it's a great moment,
yeah,
isn't it?
Slams the door in your
yeah.
face and makes
yeah,
it really clear
it.
That now that he's the head of the family,
he's the head,
you're
yeah.
going to be shut out of a lot of his life.
Oh, it's a world I know nothing about. Do you know, when we were making it, it was just, I didn't know what was going on, and I just did feel left out. I really felt that way. And I also felt, I never understood why he cast me in that, ever. I still don't understand why he cast me in that. I never thought, you know, at that point in my life, people viewed me as being kind of kooky. You know, I was like mm-hmm. the kooky actress. And he cast me in that role.
Right.
So
you're serious. Yes, and sensible, down to earth, practical.
I'm telling you, it's nothing. I never got it. And he never... I don't know what made him pick me. That was a lucky break.
What was your audition?
Because I'm really glad to be part of that, those movies.
Oh,
I'm proud to be part of it.
I can only imagine how much. Yeah.
Yeah, but they were a mystery to me. They still are a mystery to me. That's a world I really don't understand. I do understand what she was like, feeling left out.
Mm-hmm.
No one likes that. That's a horrible thing. It's a cold thing.
My guest is Diane Keaton. Here she is as Kay Corleone, with Al Pacino as Michael Corleone, in a scene from Godfather 2. Their marriage is on the rocks, and she's just had what he assumes was a miscarriage.
I'll change. I've learned that I have the strength to change. And you'll forget about this miscarriage, and we'll have another child, and we'll go on. You and I. We'll go on.
Oh, Michael. Michael, you are blind. It wasn't a miscarriage. It was an abortion. An abortion, Michael. Just like our marriage is an abortion. Something that's unholy and evil. I didn't want your son, Michael. I wouldn't bring another one of your sons into this world. It was an abortion, Michael. It was a son, and I had it killed because this must all end. I know now that it's over. I knew it then. There would be no way, Michael, no way you could ever forgive me. Not with this Sicilian thing that's been going on for 2,000 years.
You won't take my children.
I will.
You won't take my children!
You're my children, too.
So in what ways did you feel maybe kind of left out or the outsider on the Godfather sets?
I think in every way I felt the outsider. There was nobody that really became my friend on those movies. I guess I really...
What about Al Pacino, though? You had a relationship with him.
But not as... I mean, it wasn't like we palled out.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't... Do you know what I mean? He
mm-hmm.
was very private and separate from me. And in the first one, I really didn't know him very well. And I think he was also overwhelmed by the enormity of his part. And he was so... profoundly, I think, great in that movie. I think when he has to murder for the first time, I think that's a very amazing performance he gave.
Mm-hmm.
So he was really a loner. He was really involved with that part. He was separate from the other guys, I felt. And he was in the movie, too. But I just didn't know what the hell was going on. I was, what, 23? I didn't know anything about movies. I was overwhelmed by the entire enterprise. I really was.
You said you had no idea why Coppola gave you the part. What was your audition like? What had he seen of you?
I don't know. I have no idea. I came in, I auditioned like everybody else. I don't know what it was that he saw in me to cast me instead of Jill Clayburgh. Or whoever else was up. I remember she was up for it. And she and I were kind of similar at that time. We were sort of, you know, together up for the same parts and things like that. I don't know. I really don't know. I think Michelle Phillips was up for it. I think, who else was up for it? I don't know. All the gals at that time, I'm sure, were up for that part.
Day 2. WAMC's public radio fund drive is underway. We've reached the evening. It means the night crew, and it starts with a drum roll, please. In 2 days of fundraising, we have raised $233,184. Holy schmoly, that is amazing. You are Steve Filano.
You're Dave Gastina.
You are the volunteers. Keep it coming. We need energy in the room. Because as you can hear from our theme tonight, we have a mission impossible. 1-800-323-9262.
It's similar to the one from last night.
Yes, which we were tasked. We were told. 1-800-323-9262. Your mission, gentlemen. Your mission is $10,000. And last night, we did it. We made $10,000.
But you're only as good as what you've done for me lately. 1-800-323-9262. And lately, meaning now, we've done nothing because there's no phones ringing, and we have to start with a challenge. Steve, what is the challenge?
The challenge is, David, we want to make $2,500. Now, you tell me how long we have to do that in.
Twenty minutes.
And if we can do that, what else happens? Well, we get $400 on top of that from Jeff and Alexandra in Amherst, Massachusetts.
All right. But only if we can do it, right? Now, this
is only if we can do it in 20 minutes.
Sort of a smattering of applause from the wonderful volunteers in the room, but they're not quite convinced. You're going to need to convince us out there. 1-800-323-9262, like we do every night. We start with a challenge. You and your radio station, 20 minutes on the clock. And we should probably thank some people because they have been pledging today. And look at this, $233,184. I can't even believe in 2 days we've made it that far. And yet we have $566,816 to go. And someone out there could write that check, 1-800-323-9262. Get started there, Steve.
A big thanks to Ralph Gartner from Vallejo, New York. Thank you very much for your pledge there, Ralph. And also a big thanks to, let me get this apart here. Let's see, can we read your name? No, we cannot.
Nope.
Thank you to Anonymous from Niskayuna, New York.
Yeah. And we didn't. And thanks to Anonymous of Pittsfield, Massachusetts, checking. And keep up the good work. Our first new member of the night, Steve, 1-800-323-9262. You're a new member. We love you.
Yes, we do.
You're a new member. We love you. Oh, yes, we do. Oh, yes, we do. Oh, yes, we do.
You're a new member. We love you.
Oh, yes, we do. Hey, now, here's what happens during the fun drives. 1-800-323-9262. It's 6:40 in the evening. Many of you are still at work. Some of you are coming home a little late, or maybe this is your usual time. But this is the time we need to hear from you. And I don't know if this has ever happened to you, Steve, but
what's that?
You ever get the sense that people are staring at you?
All the time.
You get heated up. Like the whole side of my body right now is just, it's on fire. 1-800-323-9262.
Well, you do have a camera pointed at you there.
Well,
so
that,
everybody online can see it.
That's not what's doing it. It's the volunteers. And, you know, when people stare at you and they're not happy, those vibes hit you hard. 1-800-323-9262. And we got to change the vibe in the room. We got to make this right. 1-800-323-9262. We need the love. And it's got to come from you tonight. 18 minutes and 12 seconds. And we need to hear from people like, well, Janice from Clifton Park, quite frankly, who checked in. This is a financial hardship, but too important not to sponsor someone else. Knowing Alan is there calms me down in these crazy times. Well, amen on that. 1-800-323-9262. A lot of these people, by the way, going to the rally to restore sanity. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. This from, maybe read your name on the air. Yes, well, we will. How about Paul Brennan from Windsor, Massachusetts, checking in. Regretfully, the Ray Graff Marching and Chowder Society for Misanthropes and Curmudgeons, by definition, has no temperate members to send to the rally. However, realizing the importance of the event and to honor Ray and that other guy for their stellar work in this drive, we will sponsor anyone without our sarcasm and generally bad attitude. 1-800-323-9262. Well, Paul, you and Ray, I'm sure, will be friends for life with that kind of a pledge. Thanks to he's not grumpy either. 1-800-323-9262. Right?
Not at all.
No,
he was in great spirits today.
No.
As a matter of fact,
I'd say it's a healthy cynicism. 1-800-323-9262.
Thank you to Anonymous from Salisbury Mills, New York. Love what you're doing. Thanks very much, Anonymous.
Thanks to Angela Harris of Little Falls, New York, checking in tonight. Keep on pledging. Okay, we will. We hope you will. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. They're coming in fast and furious, but probably not fast enough. Hey, thanks to Lynn Ruggiero and John Sleppy of Hyde Park, New York, checking in tonight, going to the rally. Really excited to be going. Thank you for all you do. It's a great station. 1-800-323-9262. 16 minutes and 33 seconds. We're trying to raise $2,500 in 20 minutes. We have 16 minutes and 26 seconds left.
15 of you.
15 people now. That's pretty good, huh? From 25 down to 15, just like that. See, that's how it works now. Now you get on that phone.
Like Stephen Bonder from Coldwell, New York. He says he would miss the station if it were not here. Well, we would too.
1-800-323-9262. And it very well could not be here. It's very possible that could happen if you're not there with us. And we will survive with people like Margaret and Vincent from Salisbury Mills, New York, checking in. We're going with Ariana, but if I can make it easier for someone else to get to D.C., I'll be honored to be allowed to help. That's another one going for the rally to restore sanity. And thanks to Martin Strasberg of Schenectady, New York, likes Radio Deluxe, and Tim Coakley, 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. Steve, how are we doing?
Pretty well, Dave, down to 12 people right now.
12 people, that's good. We can handle that. We can handle that. Zach, whenever you want to fire something up, any kind of music would be great. Accentuate, anything you'd like.
In the meantime, we'll thank Lisa Kelly Briggs from Red Hook, New York, says, would so love to pledge enough to get on the bus, but as a single mom, I just don't have it. However, I did post WAMC's pledge offer on the Daily Show website, on the Facebook page, and the Rally's Rideshare Facebook page. Hopefully you guys will get more pledges from that that I can give myself. Go Alan, it says, so grateful for our radio station. We're thankful for your membership, Lisa, and for your generous pledge.
14 minutes and 59 seconds. We need 11 people now, 11 generous people who just get on that phone and say, nope, not for a giveaway, not for any prize or anything that's going to help me personally, because the intrinsic value of WAMC is why I pledge. I do it because I want to keep the radio station going. And this is the most direct and simple way you can do it. With your hard-earned dollars, as so many have done already in 2 days of fundraising, we still need to hear from you now because we have 14 minutes and 14 people, and those numbers are crossing, Steve. 1-800-323-9262.
We're actually down to 11 people now, David, in 14 minutes, so...
Oh, well, we could do it.
We could do it.
It's possible.
We could do it with people like Anonymous from Accord, New York, says, loves Wait, Wait, This American Life, Car Talk, and many other programs. Thank you very much. Anonymous from Accord, New York.
And Nancy from Poughkeepsie, New York, checking in, loves WAMC, wants to honor WAMC because of the unique programming, including Medical Mondays and the Roundtable. 1-800-323-9260. Well, whatever reason you have, we're hoping you're going to do it in the next 13 minutes and 57 seconds because we need 10 of you now. Just 10. That's all it would take. And we'll be there, and we've never missed an opening challenge. Thanks to, no, we cannot read their names, Anonymous of Troy, New York. And thank you, Anonymous, for that very generous pledge. People are so generous. 1-800-323-9262. I like that you're doing the math. This is a very good thing.
Because with this pledge here that we have,
oh boy, this is exciting.
Bernice and Ned Cassidy of Woodstock, New York, that brings us down to $876 that we need left on this challenge. It says,
wow,
let's set off Mr. Beck. Thank you very much to Bernice and Ned Cassidy.
That's the power of these fund drives, you see.
876 remaining.
The power of you. Those of you who are out there that vote with your hearts and your minds. And I just read an article today, Steve, 1-800-323-9262. About exercising the brain, 1-800-323-9262, and about how they're helping so many folks who have head injuries by doing mind exercises, literally brain exercises. And you know the largest brain exercise many of us engage in during the week is listening to WAMC.
Right.
And we know you're addicted. We had a little intervention. We're going to keep that going this week because it's time to step in. It's time for you to stand up and say, "Hi, my name is
so-and-so,
and I'm addicted to WAMC." And you just admit it. You could come into our program, 1-800-323-9262. It's a 365-day-a-year step program, 1-800-323-9262, 24/7. You know, you still can't get enough. And that's why in 12 minutes and 10 seconds there will be someone, probably eight of you.
There's one.
Someone's going to...
Could be one person at $876. That's a possibility, too.
It's the amazing thing. It's an amazing thing that this happens every time, Steve. And we don't know where quite it's going to come from. We don't know. You know, could come from Brian, 1-800-323-9260.
It probably won't come from Brian, but it could.
It could.
Right.
By the way, how about that Brian Shields and the amazing play, huh? Now, that's an award winner for sure. I'm telling you, he could have been stolen away to Hollywood a long time ago, but he's dedicated. He's staying right here at WAMC. It's not going anywhere. 1-800-323-9262. He said, nuts on this. I'm a talented writer, but I'm going to do Midday Magazine instead. 1-800-323-9262. Yes.
Some more pledges coming in now. Thanks to Lisa Phillips in Woodstock, New York.
Talking
to you, David. Hi, David. Missing you in the WAMC crew.
Oh, we miss you. How about it's Lisa Phillips, our friend from... Well, Lisa, it's probably really not that long ago, is it? But the way time flies these days, it's so good to hear from you, though. And, of course, we still hear her occasionally. 1-800-323-9262. wonderful writer. 1-800-323-9262. 10 minutes and 57 seconds.
We need to hear from 8 of you right now. We need to hear from 8 of you at $100 each. If we're able to do that in the next 10 minutes and 50 seconds, then we get this challenge money from Jeff and Alexandra in Amherst, Massachusetts.
Will we get it?
It's up to all of you out there.
Will we get it?
I hope so. What do you think, David? We seem to do okay, especially at the beginning of the night, but
we can't
sit back and depend on that.
I would be wrong to say that I don't believe we will, because there's never been a challenge we haven't met, and it's not us. It's all of us together. It's the whole community, because so many people at night get that they're the ones that can be the difference. Last night we had $195 to go to get to 10,000. We had brought it all the way down to $195.
And we did it.
And we did it. And that's simply because
end, but it happened.
We had one new member after another, too. And that's what we want. We want you to become a member of WAMC. And there's a lot of perks with that. 1-800-323-9262. Thanks to Laura Wong Tan of Gardner, New York. I listen to the station religiously and rely on the station for thorough, unbiased news. That's what we're talking about here, folks. We're talking about credibility and the place you can rely on and the place that's not going to scream and yell at you, where we're going to have reasonable, civil conversations. We may not always agree, but you know you're going to get a fair shot right here at WAMC. Now, that is worth pledging and supporting in a sea of hate-filled voices that are out there on the dial these days. You're not going to find that here on WAMC.
David's not going to tell you to get off his phone.
No, I am not.
David wants you to get on his phone.
No.
Call 1-800-323-9262.
I just want people to just get on that phone in the next 9 minutes and help us make this challenge. And to get to that point within themselves, to know that without them, in 7 states right now, 7 states you are, literally we could end this right now. $565,357. That could be done. It could be done.
Oh, yes. It will be done. It will be done.
Now, if we set maybe more of a baby step goal.
Okay.
We back ourselves into what is easily done. $876, right? That's what we need.
$756.
That's it.
That's what we're at. In 8 minutes and 24 seconds. Yeah.
Now, this is where the streams cross. This
we don't
is
want
not
the streams
good.
To come to cross.
The streams can't cross. It's a dangerous.
It could become an
space
issue.
Space-time continuum.
Studies by David and myself have shown.
Yes.
That during
anecdotal,
the fun drive,
yes, anecdotal studies.
That during the fun drive, when the amount of time becomes less than the amount of money that you have to raise, then things are not good.
Things start to unravel. It can be the type of situation that we don't want to end up in tonight. We've been in these situations. It's sort of like a black hole. 1-800-323-9262. And we need to rely on you. People like Tiffany of Cohoes, New York, checking in tonight. I usually listen to this evening. This is the first time I've pledged to the station. The first time she pledged to the station, and you're a new member, Tiffany. And we sing to you now.
You're a new member. We love you. Yes, we do. You're a new member. We love you. Oh, yes, we do. Oh, yes, we do. Oh, yes, we do. You're a new member. We love you. Oh, yes, we do.
Hey.
She said so, but they didn't check it.
Okay.
New members, we love. That's who we want to hear from. And we've got lots of programs you can support. For example, right now, you'd be hearing, what would you be hearing? You'd be hearing Marketplace, 1-800-323-9262. That's what you'd be hearing. That's what you'd be hearing right now, Marketplace. And, you know, there's a lot of economic news these days. It doesn't tend to be very good. 1-800-323-9262, but where are you going to get that information? Where are you going to hear people like Robert Reich talk to you about the economy and where he thinks it's going? And we have him here on WAMC.
On the roundtable.
That's correct. By the way, did you hear Palladino on NPR today?
Yes, I did.
Whoa. 1-800-323-9262. Listen, 6 minutes and 26 seconds, we need $716. 7 people who are going to support the underdogs, the night crew, the people who are here in the dink and the dank, in the dark. And dark is scary. 1-800-323-9262.
Especially by the bus stop.
Indeed. It's a little frightening. You hear, you know it's bad when you actually hear scary music when you're walking. 1-800-323-9260. You know what I'm talking about, right? Used to be me. We didn't want to go in the basement to get those potatoes out of the freezer. No, or next to the freezer. No way, Ma. There's monsters down there, and I'm not going down there. 1-800-323-9262. And they're down there. And we want the light. We need the light. 5 minutes and 38 seconds. Carol Ann, to the light. $716, 5 minutes and 32 seconds. This is where it all goes terribly wrong.
Or terribly right.
Well,
we don't want people getting off the phone. Don't get off my phone.
No. Don't get off my phone. You stay on the phone.
Don't get off my phone. Get on the phone.
Get off my phone now. 5 minutes and 11 seconds.
1-800-323-9262. Get on the phone.
Get on the phone. That would be a great strategy if we could have fun with that, because this is what happened. Steve, this Glenn Beck, forgive me, fool, who screams and yells hate. We heard this clip of him that Alan was playing earlier, but then one part of this thing, he literally has...
We were in the newsroom at this point, I brought it up on the YouTube there.
Yeah, and he goes, get out of my phone! He loses his mind.
And that's the best part.
No. Well, when someone shows themselves so clearly like that, 1-800-323-9260, no one has to say anything. You just know. Thanks to John and Peggy, Slingerlands, New York, 1-800-323-9262. Hey, thank you for that. Very generous. We're going to need five of you now. 4 minutes and 16 seconds. Five people. That's what we need. A total of $516. That's all we need. 1-800-323-9262. Here we go. Stand up, sit down, shut up, get out. 1-800-323-9262. Here we go. Let's go.
Get on the phone.
Pledge right now. Let's get on the phone and pledge right now. Pledge now. 1-800-323-9262. I don't know. We're trying to do something. Anything. Get them motivated. Let's go. 3 minutes and 47 seconds.
We need $516. It's the Hoop-Dee-Doo-a-thon.
1-800-323-9262. And that's what we're talking about. Hoop-dee-doo. 3 minutes and 39 seconds. You can be in on the fun here. Now, get in on the fun drive. No, not fund drive. Fun drive.
That's part of it.
Part of it. Now, it's all subjective, of course. 1-800-323-9262. Some listeners have even said they need to imbibe a little before they listen to us at night. I'm not even kidding. 1-800-323-9262. But with 3 minutes and 14 seconds, we can't get $516 in the barn? Of course we can. And of course we will. The little train didn't say it couldn't. The little train said it could.
The little train said get on the phone.
The little train...
1-800-323-9262.
The little train said, get on the phone. Please, Brett. 1-800-323-9262. That's the phone number. 1-800-323-9262. 2 minutes and 52 seconds. Thanks to Anonymous of Saratoga Springs. Thank you, Anonymous. $360 is what we need now. $360, 2 minutes and 41 seconds. Now, this is just not right. You've fooled around long enough. 1-800-323-9262. That's what your mother says when you've pretty much procrastinated. Oh, 2 minutes, 25 seconds, and 3 people could make this happen. We actually have 3 phones. One more is going to make it a certainty. 1-800-323-9262. We need $360. That's what we need to make this challenge, to get the extra $400, to make it all right, to make everything settle just so completely and wonderfully for us. 1-800-323-9262. It's, you need your cup of coffee in the morning to set your mind right. Well, we need to meet our challenge during the fun drive to get us going. That's what we need to do. Thanks to Adam Knast of Catskill, New York. I've been listening since I was a child. And now I am an adult, and I have my own house, and I consider WAMC part of my house. 1-800-323-9262. I love that. That is what we need from everyone, to understand that we are part of your home, because you allow us in there. You allow us to laugh and to cry and to be serious and to be frivolous and silly, but you allow us in, and that is a great privilege that we're all lucky to have.
Indeed. And thank you to
1 minute Harriet, and 14 seconds.
Harriet Isles of Woodstock, New York says WAMC is the best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Thank you very much.
In the world. in the world. 1-800-323-9222. World, big place. Thanks to Michelle Strobeck of Cobleskill, New York, checking in. 1-800-323-9262. Another new member. You're a new member. We love you. Yes, we do. You're a new member. We love you. Oh, yes, we do. Oh, yes, we do. Oh, yes, we do. You're a new member. We love you. Oh, yes, we do.
Hey. David, the time is going.
45 seconds. 45 seconds. Two minutes. Wait, we gotta wait, because that's a.
Oh my. Right. I don't know what you're talking about.
Zach. 1-800-323-9262.
I don't think Zach knows what you're talking about either.
Hang on. Not yet, Zach. Thanks to Justine Davidson of Mayfield, New York. I wish they take Shark Talk off the air. Well, that's not happening. No. 1-800-323-9262. No.
Never mind. Thank you to Anonymous from Cummington, Massachusetts. Loves the Roundtable, Legislative Gazette, and Alternative Radio.
Legislative Gazette, that music program, it's wonderful. 1-800-323-9262. We'll explain in a moment. 10, 8, 7,
means
six,
$16.
$16.
I think
we've got it right here from Brian Keys of Monroe, New York. I used to be addicted to crack, and now I'm addicted to WAMC. I think that's a little wink face there. Okay. All right, I was going to say, Brian, wow, 1-800-323-9262, but that's perfect pledge and a perfect comment because you are our mystery pledge winner!
Hello!
That's right, that's the sound.
What happens now?
If you pledge, by the way, you could be a mystery pledge winner. That's right, we have these color-coded pledges, these forms, and they're distributed around Pledge Central. You may just call tonight and be a mystery winner. Now, what did he win? We don't know. It's a mystery. 1-800-323-9262. Could be lemon Lulu cake. No, I don't think so. 1-800-323-9262. We remind you, of course, that if you're still with us, you're listening to Northeast Public Radio, WAMC-FM 90.3 Albany.
WRUN-FM 90.3 Remsen Utica.
WOSR 91.7 Middletown.
WCEL 91.9 Plattsburgh.
WCAN 93.3 Kenanga Harry.
WANC 103.9 Ticonderoga.
WAMQ 105.1 Great Barrington.
WAMC AM 1400 Albany.
99.3 Oneonta.
93.1 Troy.
97.3 Cooperstown.
Hello, Cooperstown.
And 97.1 Hudson.
107.7 Newburgh.
103.9 Beacon.
107.1 Warwick.
96.5 Ellenville.
102.1 Highland.
106.9 Middletown.
90.9 Milford, Pennsylvania.
And online at WAMC.org.
Where you can make a secure pledge.
And you can watch us right now. You click on the little video box as you get to the webpage, and there we will be. We're delayed, so we may have left the room already. 1-800-323-9262. It's a little disconcerting to leave the room and come back and see yourself still there in the chair.
And let's not forget to thank Jeff and Alexandra from Amherst, Massachusetts, because that $400
another
challenge
makes $400 now onto the pile. By the way, the person who voted for the Legislative Gazette, which I'm very thankful for as a host and producer of the program, it gives me great pride to know that people would listen to the program. Now, I will admit to you, in the 15 years I've been with WAMC, the questions we usually get are about the music in between the news stories. Which is why I've decided that it is a music program. 1-800-323-9262. Thanks to Anonymous of Saugerties, New York. Thanks for a great radio station. Thanks for a great anonymous giver. You know, this is one place where you can say what you want to say, and we will read it. 1-800-323-9262. Thanks to our we count. And what are we doing, Steve?
We're going for another
$1,000? Yeah. Okay, another $1,000. That's what we're doing right now. Is this nothing going to stop us? That's it. $1,000. Here we go. Thanks to... May we read your name on the air? Yes.
That's good. Whew.
Kathy Davies of Hyde Park, New York, checking in. I feel that I must support the only radio station that doesn't make me feel like driving off the road. You're the best. Well, you might want to have waited until after we were off the air. 1-800-323-9262, because it could get a little tricky in the next few minutes. And I think it's time to reinvigorate the listeners. Because, you know, Zach, one of the things that has to happen, 1-800-323-9262, is to remind them that we can't do this at night without everybody out there listening. We are told by the numbers that literally at 8 o'clock, people click off the radio and they go right for the TV. Right? This is what we're told. There is just a very, 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 very small number of people.
Yeah.
And they're probably doing other things anyway. Just like the volunteers right now, in fact. 1-800-323-926. Not really paying close attention. But here we have an opportunity because it's 7:04. And at 7:04, we're just into... fresh air. Oh, what a wonderful program. You've been caught in the car listening to these interviews. You know you have, and you can't get into the house because you have to hear the end. Well, now's our time. You haven't yet switched to TV. You're here with us now, 1-800-323-9262. And you have to understand that when we have you is when we need you. So if the potential audience is going to be three times as large for the next hour, we should be able to make this $1,000 in the next 10 minutes. Okay? 1-800-323-9262. And right now we need eight people. 1-800-323-9262. $800 and your radio station.
That's right.
In the next 9 minutes and 54 seconds.
Peter Blessinger from Galway, New York. He says he loves the programming. The programming loves you.
Well, there's no question.
Peter.
And the truth is...
The truth is you have to... Get on my phone!
You have to get on the phone.
Get off the phone. Get on the phone.
The way to show the love, unfortunately, in this day and age, and what we've been able to come up with in society is something called money. 1-800-323-9262. That money pays for things like the electricity and the salaries and the programming that you so love.
And the antennas.
Do you know... Oh, and the antenna.
Get it out there.
And do you know that just for National Public Radio programming, just for All Things Considered and Morning Edition, just for those two programs alone, it costs us $800,000 a year. 1-800-323-9262. That's one whole fund drive. But if you love the programming and you know there's so much more than just those two programs. In fact, the greatest thing about WAMC is that we're local and regional. We live and work right with you in this region, and we're producing programming right here out of little old WAMC. And so we're honored when people like Bill Sheehan call up from Schenectady, New York, says, love the station, especially the news, because that's what we're doing. We're obviously doing something right. 1-800-323-9262.
And here we sit, 8 minutes, 27 seconds on the clock. We need seven of you.
And you know what, Steve?
Dave.
We're the underdogs.
That's right.
We're the underdogs, and they have to be reminded. And I'm sorry, but it brings our spirits up.
And people like it. We've heard. Informal surveys have shown.
Yes.
Taken by Dave.
Surveys of one.
There's no need to fear. Underdog is here.
Sing along if you like.
Just think, even if you don't like.
Think Saturday morning cartoons.
In this world appear and break the laws that they should fear and frighten all who see or hear. The cry goes up both far and near for WAMC.
WAMC.
WAMC. WAMC. Speed of lightning, roar of thunder, fighting all who rob or plunder. WAMC.
WAMC is the
underdog.
Sing along now.
When in this world the headlines read of those whose hearts are filled with greed, who rob and steal from those who need, who right this wrong with blinding speed, goes WAMC.
WAMC. WAMC.
Yes, WAMC. Speed of lightning, roar of thunder, fighting all who rob or plunder. WAMC. WAMC is the underdog.
Underdog.
People like that song.
That's who we are. That's what this radio station is all
about.
People get on the
phone, they call us up, they say 1-800-323-9262.
We are trying to do what's right in the world. Believe it or not, a radio station is trying to do the right thing. 1-800-323-9262, and you are right there with us, and we appreciate it. We have 6 minutes and 34 seconds. We need 7 people. 1-800-323.
It's about the size of it.
9262. For all the things that WAMC does, for this program right now that you'd be hearing that comes from WHYY, another great public radio station, fresh air. 1-800-323-9262. 6 minutes and 14 seconds. Boy, we could use a little invigoration, a little bit of energy, some spirit in the room. The ringy-dingy sound has that magical power. The philosophy of the ringy ding, 1-800-323-9262, is such that the sound...
What does it tell us?
The sound flows over you, 1-800-323-9262, and as if your fairy godmother with her wand hit you over the head. Prang. 1-800-323-9262.
Get on the phone, like.
And there was just a magical uproar of phones.
A magical uproar from Bruce Glockman.
And they started to ring in unison. And then they were with us, and they joined us, and because they realized we were all the underdogs. That we were, you know, that 1 in 10 people give to public radio.
And one of them is Bruce Glockman from Middletown, New York.
And only 2% of the entire population listen.
Newburgh Actors
2%. 1-800-323-9262. That is unbelievably small. That means we are the underdogs, folks. The thinking, reasoned, civil people of the world right now. The ones who are not dumbed down, that are getting smarter, who are paying attention, comprise a smaller and smaller piece of the human pie. 1-800-323-9262. And yet, here we are, waiting for $480. Five wonderful people could do that in the next 4 minutes and 47 seconds.
What kind of pie is it?
1-800-323-9262. Apple, of course. 1-800-323-9262.
It's not the mathematical pie, 3.14.
Well, you know,
it could be a portion of pie.
It was my understanding that there would be no math.
That's true. We won't get into that.
1-800-323-9262. Not my best. Not my best subject. Not my best show. 1-800-3. We'll try again.
Hey, Dave, we're down to $480 that we need right now.
That's what we need?
$480. Five people could do this in 4 minutes and 15 seconds.
I figure the underdog song would just put us right over the top. I figured they would realize that, you know, we can't do it alone.
No.
That's the thing.
We can't.
That's the thing. It takes often the underdog, the Davy in the Davy and Goliath, 1-800-323-9262, to stand up. You know, and so we're asking you right now, stand up and be counted. And be counted. Stand up. And then after you stand up, you can sit down. 1-800-323-9262, because you stood up. And the same
then
thing.
Then someone else's turn to stand up. And then another's.
That's right.
And then another's.
And then
we all can sit back down.
And then we're set. Then we're done. And sooner or later, that's what's going to have to happen. You know it, and I know it. And we all know that we want to go back to regular programming.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there are people right now who've never heard our fun drive that are frantically flipping back and forth on the radio right now going, what if? No, that's, I know that's the station. Who are these fools? 1-800-323-9262.
They're either saying that or worse.
They're saying, where's Terry Gross? Well, again, got to pay the bills, folks. 3 minutes and 3 seconds, we need $480. That's what we need. That's all we need. It's not really that much. And as we sit here waiting for those pledges to come,
coming
we think...
in 2 minutes.
We think that it's possible.
Which studies have shown that's when it all happens.
No, two minutes. This has been proven.
There you go.
This has been
proven.
Tell
them 2 minutes, they call.
You get within the 2 minute mark, things happen.
1-800-323-9262.
There's no question about it. 2 minutes, 1-800-323-9262. That's all that's left. 2 minutes and 34 seconds is on the clock. It is ticking away. And then it'll be gone. And then you'll say, well, wait a minute. You didn't wait. Come on up. You can bring it right on up here. 1-800-323-9262. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you to Mary Mulrooney of Newburgh, New York, checking in. 1-800-323-9262. Well, we know she stood up. 2 minutes and 9 seconds. And we're waiting. And
we need four.
Every phone is available. Wonderful volunteers. They've broken off into splinter groups.
Seriously, every phone?
They're actually forming their own radio station right now to get the job done quicker. 1-800-323-9262. Thanks to Risa Albert. I think that's right, or Rice Alpert, of Jacksonville, Vermont. First time pledging in the evening in honor of David Gustino. Well, thank you very much. Thank David Gustino, who does such a beautiful job every morning, and for Dave and Steve's inspiration. 1-800-323-9262.
You know, you're
very kind. Very
thank
kind.
You very much.
Very kind. You're the inspiration. Believe me, you're the inspiration. I don't know.
There we go.
Two minutes. And that's what we need. 1 minute and 22 seconds, really, is what we've got. Coming to the rescue, here they are, like the cavalry, out of the West. 1-800-323-9262. Tonto, you go to town. 1-800-323-9262. No way, Kemosabe, you go to town.
Get on my phone.
That was one of the greatest Bill Cosby routines ever. 1-800-323-9262. Poor Tonto always got sent to town, got beat up by the bandits. 1-800-323-9 in those great radio serials. So Bill Cosby always imagined him turning on the Lone Ranger and saying, no, Lone Ranger, you go to town. You go to town.
It's your turn this time.
Your turn.
Because it's 45 seconds.
44
That's
seconds.
That's not a good deal.
1-800-323-926. Do it all counts. Every single bit of it will count. It'll all be on the big table. We will count it. 34 seconds. 1-800-323-9262. 34 seconds. We need you. Make that call. 1-800-323-9262. 24 seconds now. You see, it's not stopping. It's not stopping for anybody. Time marches on. It seems to me I've heard that expression before. 1-800-323-9262. And it goes by so quickly, doesn't it?
It does. Too quick.
It's called missed opportunities. Mm. That's what it's called. And that person didn't miss their opportunity. They got in with 3 seconds left.
And done.
All right. Now we'll freeze for a minute.
We're going to bring him in here. We're going to bring in the pledges that we have. We're going to see where we stand.
We'll see. We'll check. We got more than four phones up,
so we should be okay.
We're going to do some. We got to do some calculations here. See what we got. 1-800-323-9262. I don't want to remind everybody that while we're sitting here waiting for these pledges to come up and figure out if we've made this goal, which amounts to $405 left here. You can still pledge, by the way. We're not telling you not to.
That's right, and we're going to thank someone right now, Anonymous from Tivoli, New York. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Anonymous. Well, thank you very much.
Now you. Back
thanks
to you, Dave.
Thanks to 1-800-323-9262, all the wonderful volunteers, Michael Milcon and Susan Terwilliger and Roberta Steiner and Dex Steiner and Barbara Freed and Elizabeth Berberian and Ann Burton. All these names just come back again and again and again, and we love these people. Lisa Lipinski and Martin Robinson and Malcolm Robinson and Susan Trevelyan and Robert Trevelyan and Pat McPhee and Anne-Marie Serre and Kevin Costello. You are the volunteers, and you're here with us. And we love you because you are our backbone. You are what gives the underdogs the spine that we have. 1-800-323-9262, because without you at our backs, we don't have this radio community. We just don't have it. And so every night when we ask you to come and show up and be there with us, you're here. 1-800-323-9262.
And thank you to Ed and Christine Reno from Poughkeepsie, New York, says to help support your new transmitter and Alan's iPhone, and say hello to Zoe Reno, I believe it says. Well, hello to Zoe
Reno. Hey, Zoe.
And thank you to Elvira Stepanos from Monroe, New York, says loves to listen to WAMC. Favorite program, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Thank you very much, Elvira.
Hey, thank you all for what you're doing tonight, and it keeps on coming in from Elizabeth Curtin of Bayside, New York, checking in. I listen all the time. I like As It Happens. You know, that is a good program, listening to that a lot during the fun drive as we're going home. And I'll tell you, the two hosts from Canada, they're wonderful. 1-800, we need $65, and we have another pledge we're waiting on. 1-800-365 to make that goal. 1-800-323-9262. You know, if you're just joining us, we're having a fun drive. That's what's happening. This is what we do. If you don't understand this, if you're used to listening to commercial radio, where you hear lots of commercials and you hear some music maybe, or you hear a ball game or something, that's fine. You know, there's lots of channels to listen to. But if you find us, I guarantee if you listen to us, you listen to our programming, you're not going to go back. Because you're going to say, hey, I'm a little smarter. 1-800-323-9262. I learned something today. I never knew that. Well, I'll tell you something that we've been learning that we never knew before I came into public radio here at WAMC. I never knew there could be such a dedicated, loyal, and wonderful listening audience. People who truly care about the radio station, who check in and share their thoughts and concerns, and who aren't afraid themselves to stand up. 1-800-323-9262.
Right.
Stand up.
People like William Soshino from Greenwich, New York, says, enjoys Wait, Don't Tell Me and Car Talk. Thank you very much to William.
All right. 1-800-323-9262.
That gets us another 1,000 in the door there, Dave. That makes that previous challenge, so we're set there.
Another challenge,
man. 1,000 in the barn.
Well, what do you say? You want to keep it going?
Of course.
How about we do one more $1,000 challenge?
Okay.
And then we'll unveil something special for our listeners who like Radio Deluxe. 1-800-323-9262. Now, those listeners should feel free to check in right now. How many of you like that program, Radio Deluxe? It's one of my favorites. I love the music. I think John Pizzarelli and Jessica Malasky do a wonderful job. And I normally would listen on a Saturday afternoon, because I'm sleeping. by now. I'm going to bed right now, usually. 1-800-323-9262. However, that's early, isn't it? Kids,
hey, well, you know,
our friends' kids laugh at me.
Waking up with Dave Gustina.
Our friends' kids tease me. You gotta go to bed. 1-800.
You mean now, currently, in every day?
Oh yeah,
current life.
Our friend, yeah. Oh yeah, we go over to friends Kate and Adam's house. All the kids tease me. Ha ha! You gotta
what
go to bed.
Saying?
Good night. 1-800-323. I nothing I can do. I gotta go to bed. They just think that's great that a grown up goes to bed before them. 1-800. I said, but you don't
made
read me.
Day.
I said, but you don't read me a story. 1-800-323-9262.
Thank you very much to Chris in Freehold, New York. Thanks very much for that, Chris.
Chris.
Oh, that is an interesting name. A new member. Well, we must sing then. You're a new member. We love you. Yes, we do. You're a new member. We love you. Oh, yes, we do. Oh, yes, we do. Oh, yes, we do. You're a new member. We love you. Oh, yes, we do. Hey. Now, hey.
Hey.
We're trying to get $1,000. Boom. Clock a ticking.
10 minutes.
How many we need?
9.
That almost sounded like Brian. 1-800-323-9260. Thanks to Linda and Lawton Johnson of Lime Rock, Connecticut, checking in tonight. New members, they listen to Tanglewood in the summer. You're new members and we love you. Yes, we do. You're new members, we love you. Oh, yes,
yes we do.
You're new members, we love you. Yes, we do. Very generous pledge. 1-800-323-9262. Thanks to Steve Filano.
And Dave Gustina.
The great Steve Filano is here with us tonight.
Great Dave Gustina.
One interview. Steve, back over to you.
Back to you in the studio, Dave.
All right, 1-800-323-9262. And over to you, Steve.
Well, back to me. Well, you know, Brian.
And
back to you, Dave.
Steve, over to you. 1-800-323-9262.
Dave Gustina with sports. Thank you very much.
Boom
to
goes
Jim
the dynamite.
Limes from Del Mar, New York, says he likes to listen to WAMC Radio. Special instructions. He likes what the WAMC radio does. So keep doing it, I guess is what he's saying there.
There is.
Thanks very much to Jim.
It does say that under special
right
instructions.
Yes.
We have a box on the pledge form that allows people to give us special instructions. Please do not remove tag from mattress. 1-800-323-9262. 8 minutes and 38 seconds. We need how many people?
4.
We're down to $370, people. On another 1,000, by the way. Okay, they're not impressed. They are not an easily impressed group, I will say that. It's scary when people are clapping, but they're expressionless on their face. Like they're robots. Are you sure that the Terminator hasn't gotten a hold of these people? 1-800-323-9262. Because they look a little robotic. 8 minutes and 9 seconds. We need
4 of you.
$370. That's what we need. And here's the Pizzarelli Trio playing their hearts out for us tonight. 1-800-323-9262. Waiting for those pledges to roll in like a great jazz tune that just bounces
keeps
its
rolling
way through the night. 1-800-323-9262. Because, you know, the night crew, we're cool cats.
Are we?
No. No, we're not. No, we're not. We're not at all.
That didn't last for 2 minutes.
No, we're not. In fact, we're about the furthest thing from cool you can get. 1-800-323-9262.
So what did we have coming up here? If we finish this, we were going to offer people something involving Radio Deluxe, right?
You're getting a little frustrated?
No, I'm just trying to keep track of things.
You know, one thing I realized we didn't do.
What's that?
We didn't say hello.
That was the next thing I was going to get to. So maybe we could do that. I don't know.
Well, the truth is, I had a friend, still have a friend. He's still my friend. 1-800, I didn't lose him. 1-800-323-9262. And his name is Bill Smith, and nobody ever believed me. No, his name isn't Bill Smith. His name is Bill Smith. What can I tell you? 1-800-323-9262. But he used to say, you know, one of the worst things about society is, you know, you walk down the street and people don't, they look away. You know, you feel like if you don't give somebody eye contact, you don't have to say hello. So instead of saying hello, you look down, you look away. And he said, my goal in life is to
say hello.
Look at everybody and say hello. Now, it got a little weird when you walked down the street with him, you know, because hey, hi, how are you? And people, oh boy, who's this guy, right? It's strange, though. It should be the other way around. People should be wanting to say hello to one another. I mean, we're all living on the planet together. Might as well say hello.
Did you say hello?
No, I didn't. No, of course not.
You let Billy do it.
Well, he did it. I looked away. He was strange. 1-800-323-9262. But I'm thinking that the listeners really need a proper hello. And then if you said hello to them first, they might say, hey, look, you had me at a low. I'm going to pledge now. 1-800-323-92. So Zach Malloy, our incredible, wise, and aged engineer.
Incomparable Zach Malloy.
Incomparable Zach Malloy has arranged a little low to make you all feel welcome, and then you'll do the right thing. 1-800-323-92. Go ahead, Zach.
Now I'd like to say a few words. Hello?
Hello?
Hello. Did you say hello?
No, I said hello.
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 Hello, handsome.
Hello.
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 And there you go. Gotta sing.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Will you pledge now so we can go?
With 5 minutes left.
1-800-323-9262. All right, we got 5 minutes to go.
We got 4 minutes.
And $70. That's what we need.
4 minutes, 50 seconds to do it in.
That's it. That's it. $370. There it is.
So get on my phone.
TikTok.
1-800-323-9262.
You know, I don't want to have to do this. But Zach, if you look at the top of the form, you'll see a new cut number. It's the last one in the Dave group. 1-800-323-9262. I hate to say it. I hate to say it, but there's the manamanas.
Oh, no.
We're not doing that. We're not doing that. But this is more appropriate because I began to think about this. 1-800-323-9262. And for all the people that have given, that have honored this radio station and stood up and pledged, 1-800-323-9262, you're hurting their feelings. 1-800-323-9262.
Are your feelings hurt?
Well, it's just... Go ahead, Zach. It's just... Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, it's going to take a minute. Your feelings get hurt. You know, and... It's one of those things that... 1-800-323-9262, we need to pay attention to each other's feelings. That a radio station could be around for all these years and provide us with the nourishment for our minds and the kinds of things in our society that seem to be disappearing, things like the opera and classical music and things like bluegrass and jazz and all of that. 1-800-323-9262. And we don't want you to hurt our feelings.
No.
But we do hope that if you're not going to give tonight, we can get a song so stuck in your head that there might be just a little torture. 1-800-323-9260. Now, in the day they have yodeling.
Yeah.
They have
Ray.
They have the what do you call that? The accordion.
They have the accordion.
Yeah. They have Lady of Spain on the accordion. That's right. We just have cheesy songs. 1-800-323-9262. And nothing badder than this song right now. Because you're hurting our feelings. 1-800-323-9262. And I'm sorry to say that. 1-800-323-9262.
Come back down in 2 minutes.
2 minutes and 20 seconds. We need $370. We need these feelings of love. Because we're starting to cry. I'm sad. Steve, I don't know what we're going to do. 1-800-323-9262. 2 minutes to go. It's 2 minutes.
It really is 2 minutes.
It really is.
It really is.
1-800-323-9262. We've frozen.
So people want to hear Radio Deluxe later on. And if you get, you know, we have a giveaway, maybe, perhaps.
Perhaps.
Something that David's been putting together.
I'm not giving up on
Radio Deluxe.
You're ready to run for the hills.
We're going to have to get this $370 in the barn first.
Someone's going to do it.
There's a minute 43 left.
This is someone's favorite
song.
You need
to call 1-800-323-9262.
They're going
to
pledge in honor of our feelings. 1-800-323-9262.
I don't know about that.
You don't think so?
But for Radio Deluxe, maybe.
Those give you good feelings. That show gives me a good feeling. But will the listeners be here for us? Like Gregory and Cynthia Roberts of Canaan, New York? Of course they will. And what about our great friend, Jonathan Batchelder from Rexford, New York? The Batchelder family is pledging this in honor of Elizabeth Barbarian We think she rocks. Yeah, let's. How about that for Elizabeth, our long-standing, wonderful volunteer. And all that the Batchelder family has done for WMC, believe me, they've been wonderful. 1-800-323. And they appreciate, and they share in the feelings. 1-800-323-9060. Yeah. They give us positive feelings. See, the song could go one of two. They could go both ways.
It could. But, you know, it doesn't go both ways. It's time.
Time doesn't go both ways.
Time is going down.
Wait, we got a phone, though. 1-800-323-9060.
We need $220 right now.
Steve might be getting a little annoyed. Maybe just down just a hair. But think about it. This is what we're talking about, isn't
yeah.
it? Our whole selves are invested in this.
Yes.
Everyone who is listening on the other end, the folks who work at WAMC, the volunteers, mm-hmm. it's a huge investment. 1-800-3... Investment of feelings. 1-800-323-9060. And I love this song.
It's a good song. I'm glad you picked it. I didn't know it was coming.
Well, of course not. We've got to have some surprises around here.
Blindsided by this one.
1-800-323-9262. Could have been Manamana. I figured this was a little bit more appropriate.
I'm pretty thankful it's not Manamana.
Because
we had enough of that last night.
Yeah. And 38 seconds is frozen on the clock. As our feelings of, well, they could be joy. They could be
sadness.
We don't know
what's coming.
We don't know.
Anticipation.
It's what label are you going to put on our feelings tonight? 1-800-323-9262. What are you going to do? Are you going to be there for us? Are you going to raise our feelings? Are you going to be in touch with your feelings on this matter? I mean, really, I think we have hit it. We've hit the note and the tone right. 1-800-323-9262. Because if we can generate good feelings, 1-800-323-9262 about our world and our society and about our radio station, and we can get on that phone and say, this is our radio station, and we're going to continue to keep it going so that we can continue our good feeling about this great Northeast. 1-800-323-9260.
We still have phones up, right?
Well, what kind of feelings are you going to send our way? Are they going to be positive?
Close.
Are they going to be negative? I mean, it doesn't get any more classic than feelings. No? And it's a superb song. I can't tell you how many times Zach has gone to this in concert. 1-800-323-9262.
How many times?
Yep, he was in the mosh pit for this one. 1-800-323-9262. Yep, he gave the universal symbol. Roll it again, Professor, because this is what it's about. It does not get any more important. Think about it. Think about it right now. Now, you get up in the morning, 1-800-323-9262. Maybe you join me in the morning for Morning Edition.
Maybe you wake up with David.
And you know that the radio station sets your day. Some people set their alarm to it. Some people get into the car, and that's the first thing that comes on, and they listen for a set time on their way to work. We all have these routines. And you feel sort of out of sorts. 1-800-323-9262. When your routine isn't met each day. Kind of jostles up your feelings a little bit. 1-800-323-9262. You know what I mean? Feelings? Thanks to Venice DeNoto of Waterford. Roundtable, Radio Deluxe, and Roundtable. 1-800-323-9262.
Double the Roundtable.
1-800-323-9262. Terry Gross, unfortunately, is on hold right now. 1-800-323-9262.
Two phones up. We need $195. That's two people.
By the way, you know, somebody
frozen at 38 seconds.
Somebody just called in and said, you know, when will Terry Gross be back? 1-800-323-9262. You see, this is how it works.
That's up to you.
The point is, Terry Gross's feelings would be hurt if you don't accompany your phone call wondering where she is with a pledge, because it costs money to have Terry Gross on the air. 1-800-323-9262.
You call up, you say, when's Terry Gross coming back? David says, what's it worth to you?
No, that's not what we say. In fact, it's not about that. You know it's not. It's about our feelings. And the truth is, you're listening to a public radio fun drive. And this is how we do it here at WAMC. Normally, you would hear Terry Gross in this spot. Except now we need to raise the money so that you can have a spot where Terry Gross will be. Think about that for a second. because the caller that just called up and asked where Terry Grosswood took something for granted. 1-800-323 our feelings, quite frankly. But secondly, took for granted that that show was there. And don't you too? And wouldn't it be right for you to pick up that phone now at 1-800-323-9262 and ensure that that place still exists for Terry Gross and for Radio Deluxe and for Morning Edition and Midday Magazine, for Vox Pop? Ask Steve all the preparation that goes into Vox Pop. Steve, you put a lot of time into
that. That's right.
So that we can have the greatest doctors.
For Medical Monday, yes.
The scientists that appear on the Science Forum. 1-800-323-9262. And what is it worth? Well, to Donald and Ruth Smith of Albany, New York, it's worth something. They love Car Talk and Terry Gross. 1-800-323-9262. This is what it's about tonight.
So it's about Terry Gross, apparently.
If you're wondering where Terry Gross is, she'll be fine as long as you're with us. What do we have left?
$145.
$145.
We still have a phone number? 38 seconds is frozen on the clock. No?
Oh, boy.
Okay, back down.
That's not good. Feelings hurting. 36 seconds.
Somebody's going to call now.
1-800-323-926. Oh, no, we need... No. Thanks to Deirdre Pangle of Niska Union, New York. I think it's a great station. I listen to it all the time.
All right, we need one person right now.
$100. That's what we need. 1-800-323-9262.
19 seconds left. Somebody.
Oh, boy.
Somebody give us a call.
Ouch. Oh, this is bad.
Somebody
feelings.
Pick up the phone.
Pain.
1-800-323-9262.
Who's
10
ringing
seconds
that phone? Left. You got time. 1-800-323-9262. Oh, no. Oh, my feelings.
That's
oh.
That.
Oh.
Stopped at $100. There we go.
Oh.
All right.
Well,
a little late.
I guess we'll see if this counts.
Better late than never, though.
Wow. Steve, that was...
What was it, Dave?
Words can't describe. 1-800-323-9262. Now, here's the thing.
Because the fact of the matter is...
And all the rest of
yes.
it.
Yes.
1-800-323-9262. The question becomes, if you're there, will you be here? 1-800-323-9262.
Be with us. Because you need to be well. And what else? Do good work, right?
And keep in touch.
Keep in touch with yourself.
Now listen, 1-800-323-9262. If you don't pledge now, we'll just wait longer. 1-800-323-9262. Maybe we should go back to some... Pizzarelli, 1-800-323-9262. John Pizzarelli, that is. And I got to tell you something. 1-800-323-9262.
Is there any other Pizzarelli, Ray? Or Dave?
Who am I? Wait a minute.
Brian, Greg, Steve, who is this?
Who are you? You'll figure it out. 1-800-323-9262.
But I won't. And here we sit, waiting on $100 to make the next $1,000.
We needed $100. Well,
we needed $100.
This is how
we still need $100.
This is how we're going to get the $100. We have available 1-800-323-9262. For those of you now who like the program Radio Deluxe, are you listening? 1-800-323-9262. Are you listening? John Pizzarelli, live at the Linda. 1-800-323-9262. A concert done a few years back, 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. Available right now at a pledge of $100. 1-800-323-9262. A full concert, unique, right here at the Linda. 1-800-323-9262. Maybe we can hear a little bit of this a little louder there, Zach. Give them a taste. 1-800-323-9262. You know about John Pizzarelli.
We're coming up on the time that the show
will
be on
at 8
o'clock. You hear Radio Deluxe this time of the week.
This is a concert for you, for the listeners of WAMC that was done at the Linda. It's available right now. 1-800-323-9262. Thanks to Jeff Leibovitz of Copake, New York, checking in. Loves Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Now, don't let this fail, because this is now where we have something that is truly a treasured item. It's a one-of-a-kind 1-800-323-9262.
It is a one-of-a-kind 1-800-323-9262.
1-800-323-WAMC. John Pizzarelli and Radio Deluxe coming up at 8 o'clock tonight. And for all the Radio Deluxe fans, 1-800-323-9262. We have this wonderful concert formed at the Linda, 1-800-323-9262. The Pizzarelli Show. In a magical evening, 1-800-323-9262. Available at $100 pledge or more at 1-800-323-9262. But if you listen to this program, we need to hear from you now. 1-800-323-9262. We'll even have some segments we can play so that you can...
We may or may not have those. We'll see how it goes.
1-800-323-9262. We will.
We'll see how it goes.
We don't know how it's going to go.
We'll wait and see.
Right now, it not boding, does not bode well.
Right now, it's not going well. That's right.
Right.
We're sitting here. We're seeing. It's not good.
But if we looked to the board, to the numbers, and we saw that there were...
There is hope.
$272 to go to get us to $238,000 in this fund drive. We could start there. 1-800-323-9262.
Now go.
I just love this music. It sets me right.
At the piano. Nice and laid back.
That's right.
Dave wants to have a nice laid-back evening.
And my name's John Pizzarelli, and we are the...
With a lot of phones ringing.
With a lot of phones ringing.
Yeah. You know, a kind of laid-back, quiet, noisy evening. 1-800-323-9262. Filled with a lot of activity. And here they go. You know, you don't get music like this anymore in this way. 1-800-323-9262. You get on that phone now, and you help us do this. Because what we're waiting on is somewhat mind-boggling, thanks to Anonymous of Latham, New York. Keep up the good work. Like the variety. 1-800-323-9262. Well, what do we got, Steve?
We are $172 away from $238,000. We made another 1,000 right there. That led to another 1,000. Just a little bit away from making the next goal, which is to get to $238,000.
But it seems like that's not going to happen.
I think it'll happen.
It's
by 8 o'clock, that should be able to happen.
Well,
that's two people.
Can we do another 1,000 by 8 o'clock?
No, I don't know about that. That may be a stretch, but we can at least reach $238,000, I think. I think that's safe.
Yeah, well, that would only be $272. That's all it would be.
$172.
But that
pledge hasn't been issued yet. When it does go into the great computer, we'll know.
But that's not good. $172. 20.
It's better than $272.
Yes, but I know. But I want to see us do 1,000. 1,000 is easy. Because you're there. 1-800-323-9262. Now, we've heard a few pledges for Radio Deluxe. This is on you tonight. That's the problem. It's on you. Radio Deluxe has to come through for us. If you like this program or you're tuning in now and wondering where Terry Gross is, this is your time to check in. This is why we're here. We want to hear from you. If you listen, you need to give. If you hear something...
Give something.
That's right. 1-800-323-9262. And we've gone. 18 minutes and 56 seconds. A challenge has begun. As quick as you hear the guitar playing, you should be to that phone. Get to that phone. We have a full room of volunteers. And I'll tell you, there's nothing more embarrassing than filling a room of volunteers and not having a phone ring. 1-800-323-9262. It doesn't make things look good. 1-800-323-9262. Now, I refuse to listen to the nattering nabobs of negativism that say...
The what of what?
That you're not there. Because
what, wait, what's that again? The what?
I can't say it twice in a row.
Sure you
nattering
can.
Nabobs of negativism that sit there and say you're not there. You are there. And if you are there, you could be here with us now. 18 minutes and 11 seconds. 11 seconds. I'm now going into my Italian.
Yeah.
You will now pledge 1-800-323-9262. You have fooled around long enough.
Now, those were technical terms, right? Nattering and nabob?
Yes. The nattering nabobs of negativism. Easy for you to say. Now let's move on to Pesta Hut. Pesticide neighborhood notification. 1-800-323-9262.
Pesta Hut.
Come on, 17 minutes and 40 seconds. One phone? Really?
Really?
Really? There's 26 phones in this room.
Get on the phone!
Maybe we should be shouting, get on the phone! 1-800-323-9262. That would not be good.
If you could just... I can't make my voice go that high.
I don't know how he did that.
Get on the phone!
Come on.
Oh, gosh.
Wherever you are around this wonderful listening area tonight, you get to that phone. We're having a radio deluxe party here in the room.
We hope.
We want to hear from the folks who like John
Pizzarelli. Everyone's invited.
And we want to hear from you now.
Can I come to the pants party?
And if you pledge $100 at 1-800-323-9262, you get a Pizzarelli Live for Linda CD. 1-800-323-9262. That's right. And you know you love this music. So there's no other reason, no other time, really. You have the reason. There's no other time than to call now. 16
because
minutes.
Because there's 16 minutes and 40 seconds left in the clock.
And to get to that 100 and...
away they go.
We need $122. There it is. Now, somebody's missing a bet here because the Pizzarelli should be going out the barn. You know what? You want to play a segment there, Zacharo?
I don't know. Is it safe?
Yeah, this is the. Oh, this is old.
Okay.
This is an old.
So it's
program.
Safe.
Yes. All right. She gave you the old program cut
make
number.
Sure, nothing catches on fire.
Kristen Group 11658.
Roger.
Roger. Roger Wilco.
Ryan.
16 minutes. 16 minutes. He's Steve.
He's Dave.
You are the listeners.
Yay!
But you're not here. And we need you now. So we're going to ask you very politely, please.
Be with us.
Understand that in the next 15 minutes and 44 seconds, we would like to raise that next 1,000. Now, what we want to start with is a little bit of a baby step. It's $122. 1-800-323-9262. And Fran Spilson and Rossi Spilson of Clifton Park, New York, help us get a little further. Wish it could be more. I do break up my smallish pledge in separate parts, using my money during morning hours, but I love fresh air, and I love you guys. You need some love. I'm sending. 1-800-323-9262. You see?
Somebody understands.
They just decided to do it. They said, I'm
standing up.
Stand up! And they stood up. 1-800-323-9262. That's what you need to do. Stand up and make the phone call. 15 minutes. We need 9 of you. 9 phones. Well, really 8, because we've got 1 phone. No, we don't.
Goodbye.
It's gone. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye now. 1-800-323-9262. Now, I wish I could give you the look that my dad used to give me when I was a kid. He could just look at you, and you knew what you had to do.
And run out of the room.
Well, and do something to make things right. Thanks to Matt Soper. Make things right from Poughkeepsie, New York. Pay it forward. 1-800-323-9262. Thank you, Matt. 14 minutes and 19 seconds. We need 8 of you. Generous. A very generous 8 of you. So generous of 8 of you that you would be 9 people. 1-800-323-9262. Uh-oh. New volunteer list. We've had some turnover. 1-800-323-9262. We need to hear from you now. 13 minutes and 52 seconds. $112 gets us to the $238,000.
And then?
And then?
Who knows?
We make more. 1-800. Because you see, the fund drive is $800,000. We've raised $237,938. We need $62. Really?
And then? $238,000.
Thanks to Betsy Gross, of course, of West Stockbridge, Massachusetts, supports the Night Crew and Radio Deluxe, our favorite on Saturday programming, all of the music, including the opera. 1-800-323-9262. You can have a Pizzarelli CD, the Pizzarelli show at the Linda that was a few years back, live at the Linda. It's a $100 pledge right now. You can have it. 1-800-323-9262. You're, in fact, hearing it. If this doesn't get you to the phones, what will? Oh, yeah, you love the radio station. That's really all you need to do. It's just that. That's it.
And you need to do it in the next 12 minutes and 46
seconds. Oh, no, 44. 40, no, 42.
40 one. Seconds.
439.
Pesticide, was it?
What's it?
Pesticide. Strombone.
You play the strombone?
I try.
Yeah. Eight people can help us right now. 12 minutes. We're floating along. You know, got a little bit of Pizzarelli playing.
Seconds.
You're hearing Pizzarelli right now? That's Alinda. And this is your CD if you want it. 1-800-323-9262.
You call up to pledge $100, we get you the disc.
12 minutes, 12 seconds. Yeah, it's 10.
Am I wrong?
No, you're right.
I'm right.
You're right. And the truth is, we're not even into the 8 o'clock hour, so people probably haven't even... The real core of the Radio Deluxe hasn't yet tuned in. It doesn't mean, however, the last 10 minutes of fresh air, those folks couldn't be checking in with
us. That's right.
They couldn't be saying, hey, you know, the interviews that you play every night between 7 and 8, wow. 1-800-323-9260.
We've heard from a few of them. They've called up what happened to Terry Gross. What's going on?
Yep.
To be honest, in previous fun drives we've done, nobody said anything about fresh air for the most part. This
now,
is a recent phenomenon.
A recent phenomenon now.
Phenomena.
And thanks to Carol Young of Del Mar, New York, I am pledging for Radio Deluxe. 1-800-323-9262. Are you pledging for Radio Deluxe? Because it's a two-hour program that begins at 8 o'clock. That means we have lots of time to kill here, folks. But I love the music, so I'm more than happy to listen to it as we go. And if you could pick up that phone and show that you like it too, that you will be here with us in the next 11 minutes as we wait for 7 phone calls. Now, let's see. We go from the Canadian border down to Westchester County. On a good day, you might even get us in New York City. Then we stretch all the way over to Worcester, Massachusetts. And we edge up into New Hampshire. Okay, all the way up to Burlington, Vermont. Then we're down to Connecticut, down in Connecticut, and parts of New Jersey and Pennsylvania. Oh, yeah, there's 7 people. 1-800-323-9266. There's 7 people.
Yeah.
There's 7 people, all right.
I would have to agree with that.
Probably 700 people right now could pledge and help us. But, you know, it takes a special person, that 1 in 10 that give to public radio. And you know you're that person, don't you? 1-800-323-9266. And you pledge $100 right now, you're going to get this music you're hearing at the same time. You have 10 minutes to do it in, so do it now. You know, you always feel better when you do the right thing. I can't tell you how many times we've heard it come across the pledge board. 1-800-323-9262. I've waited. I'm lapsed. I'm found. It's been 15 years, and I've finally done it. And then those people you will see every single fun drive after that. Because once you commit to this radio station, there's no turning back. It's a family. It's something that you belong to, and you will feel proud as if it was a member of your family. That's what our goal is. We made that goal. And you know that you're addicted to the radio station. 1-800-323-9262. They're talking about it right now. Their radio show, the Radio Deluxe. And here we are. We have a chance to support that program. We've heard from some of you. We need to hear from more of you. I think we've heard from about 4 or 5.
Yeah.
We have 8 minutes and 48 seconds, and we need 7 phone calls. It's okay.
It's that simple.
1-800-323-9262.
Call now.
Or you could pledge online at WAMC.org.
But it doesn't make that nice sound, though.
We want the ringy-dingy. Please ringy-dingy for the thingy. 1-800-323-9262. That's what we're asking you to do. You can ringy-dingy. You know what you need to do. I mean, you have a voice-activated phones now. You don't even have to get up. You speaker, 1-800-323-9262, and then you're talking to a volunteer. And they're really nice. Really nice people. I'm telling you right now. Friends for life, these volunteers. You'd want them next to you with any danger. 1-800-323-9263. They're going to be right there for you. And you have to ask yourself, what is a hero? 1-800-323-9262. A hero is a volunteer. 1-800-323-9262. Oh, it can be love, John. There is love. And the love will come. As sure as we have Chris Washington and Kevin Costello and Suzanne and Robert Trevelyan and Bruce Herbach
indeed,
and Mary Brewer and Andrea Flax and Fred Schaff and Elizabeth Barbarian and Ann Burton and Rebecca Seagal and Barbara Freed and Kenny Leonard. Birthday girl, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Kathy. Happy birthday to you again on their birthdays. Kathy and Tom, for crying out loud, you people, we got to get you a cake. 1-800-323-9262. Perhaps a lemon Lulu cake. 1-800-323-9262. I couldn't have anything personally involved in that. Thanks to Carol Raybaum and Gail Samuelson and Ed Dunce. And is that right? Dunce? Church?
That's what it looks like to me.
Anne-Marie Sarah and Phil Kopeck. You are the volunteers, and we love you, and especially the ones who come on their birthday. 1-800-323-9262. Happy birthday, Kathy. Now, let's regroup.
Yeah.
Need pledges.
Mm-hmm.
Now, 1-800-323-9262.
In 6 minutes and 16 seconds.
And how many pledges do we need?
8.
It went up?
Well, you know, it's $790, so I'm
okay.
Thinking, I'm thinking 8. I'm thinking 8 could do it.
7 very generous people could do it. One person could do it. $790, that's what it is. One person could make that happen. I'll tell you something, Stephanie's going to make it happen right now. 1-800-323-9262. That's right. Because she has the membership list and she's driving to your homes right now, each and every one of you. No, she's not.
No?
No. No.
Don't get your hopes.
In fact, the greatest thing, birthday girl, about the greatest thing about this radio station, in addition to all of the programming that we're sending out over the airwaves, is when you become a member, your information is private.
Mm.
There is no other organization that will get our membership list. You will not be now being called by every solicitor.
But David will call you.
I might call you. But just to say thank you. Hey, thank you. Hey, you're wonderful. Thanks. 1-800-323-9262. No, I will only call you
they
in the morning.
They will call you.
I will call you up out of bed in the morning. That's about it.
So what are you going to tell them?
Good morning. It's 7:30. 1-800-323-9262. Something like that.
Something like that.
Good morning. It's 10 minutes before 7 o'clock. This is the WAMC Northeast Report Morning Edition. I'm David Gustina. News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano will be along in just moments with your weather forecast.
But what if he's not?
Then we yell and scream behind the scenes. Boy, you guys don't know what goes on. 1-800-323-9262. There are some mornings when that weather forecast just makes it on the air. 1-800-323-9262. As we scramble around. Where's the weather?
Or not. But that's more rare. Yes.
Sometimes it says tomorrow, even when it's today. 1-800-323-9262.
That's the weather brief, though.
Yes, that's right.
I hope.
Speaking of brief, well, there's no music. Everything has fallen off a cliff. 4 minutes and 11 seconds. It's that sound of silence I can't stand underneath their voices. It's disconcerting.
Mm. We should just play a bunch of weather forecasts.
Back to back.
Yeah, back to back.
It's probably worth it. We're at $238,088 in this fund drive. That's amazing.
And right now we're going to say thanks to Anonymous from Pittsfield, Massachusetts. What's this here? Wondering if the newsletter still goes out. If you're talking about the program guide, yes.
Yes.
It's online, but you can request a copy. Let's see. Favorite programs include Nighttime Jazz Program, it says, Fresh Air, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, Bob Edwards. We're thinking this is Radio Deluxe, Nighttime Jazz Program. That makes sense.
We'll go with that.
Thank you very much to Anonymous.
How about Jim and Emmy Cole of Albany, New York? Love everything. My car radio is always tuned to WAMC. Well, thank you for that. Very generous pledge. 3 minutes and 12 seconds. 1-800-323-9262.
We need six of you.
We need $570 now. You see? Little by little, baby steps. You put one foot in front of the other.
Baby steps get you on the bus.
Soon you'll be walking across the floor. Just put one foot in front of the other. And soon you'll be walking out that door.
We're
2 minutes.
We're coming down to 2 minutes.
2 minutes and 42 seconds. We need 5 phone calls. We have one. Where are the rest of you? 1-800-323-9262. We are a minute away from 8 o'clock. We're about to start Pizzarelli and Radio Deluxe. We need to hear from you now. 2 minutes.